Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International, and this is our monthly Master Talk, and I'm very pleased to have with us online a very special friend, and who I believe is the king of social media and social marketing, a friend of mine, Dr. Matthew Loop. So tonight, we're going to have a lot of doctors on this call, because this is such a vitally important subject to be talking on, social marketing. Many doctors out there are moving more into the Facebook and the Twitter and the websites, and you have to have a social media presence. You have seen the changes in marketing over the years from outside talks and screenings and direct mail, that people are moving to electronic means. And you have to be positioned as number one in today's world in order to get your lion's share, as Matt would say, of marketing a new patient. So tonight we have a lot of people on, and I'm going to ask everybody who's on tonight to be in a very quiet room. I heard a little baby crying in the background. Just make sure you're in a quiet room. Be respectful of Dr. Loop and myself and other people who are online. We do record these calls, and we do post these online so people who have missed it can listen to the recording afterwards. If you are in a situation where there is noise, I just ask you to star six. That will mute yourself. And then you can star six again to come back when we do a little Q&A a little bit after. So, Dr. Matt, I welcome you to our call tonight. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome, Mike. Thanks for having me this evening.
You know, I'm really jacked because, you know, you were at my prosperity seminar last year. You had an overwhelming response. Doctor absolutely loved you. You and I have been working together for about a year. You're coming back to prosperity by popular demand because you and I know marketing. You and I know that this is such a critical area that we have to focus on. And, you know, I think in the forefront of people out there, nobody's doing it better than yourself, especially as a chiropractor. In practice, you're utilizing this material. I have clients who are utilizing it and just raving about you. So I'm really excited to work with you and have you on the call tonight.
I'm excited to be here. I have some really powerful gems to share that, you know, doctors will be able to implement tomorrow to really, really start to ramp up their social media presence and, of course, the numbers in the office. So, again, I'm very grateful, you know, just from knowing you the past year, you know, you've got a big heart, and I know that you're always seeking to empower doctors with new information. I think this call is really going to at least get them from, you know, maybe struggling in a mediocre presence to really more of a strong and aggressive that actually produces tangible results.
Matt, I'm going to get you to turn your volume up just a wee bit there for me. Yes, you can.
All right.
Fantastic.
Can you hear me now?
That's beautiful. So I just want to make sure I have a great recording. I might interject if we get a lot of doctors on some background noise, but let's just talk about the trends, Matt, and why we have to move towards a social media presence. I mean, I'm seeing doctors that are getting 4, 5, 6 new patients a week from this. Let's just talk about the trends that we're seeing over the years. And, you know, I love what you talked about, a social proof creation formula, really to help doctors have a popular and experience. Let's just talk about the trends and why this is so critical in today's world.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point to bring up. And the truth is, if you recall, maybe, like, let's say 15 years ago, when every doctor was in the Yellow Pages, and that was kind of the thing to do, people looked at you suspect, weren't in these directories like the Yellow Pages. Well, the same thing is happening nowadays when, you know, potential patients go and search online and they can't find you. You know, you're looked at as more suspect and less credible. So you don't just want to have a presence here and there, you know, scattered about. You want to have this overwhelming, dominating presence. So it doesn't matter if somebody goes on to Facebook or if they're in, like, you know, Twitter, on Google, in the forums, you're just everywhere and anywhere that they may search. So that's really about building social proof, and there are several ways that you can easily do that. Most probably are familiar with the Google Maps listings, or as they've converted to Google Plus Local. We'll actually get into that just a bit later on this call, but you know, through Facebook, through the Google Plus Local listings, and really just through bombarding the market with consistent content enables you to be found, enables people to really get to know, like, and trust you that much faster. And believe it or not, that's why, you know, I'm on this call right now, is because I was able to do that really effectively in a local market. And then I also began to implement these same methods that I teach onto the chiropractic and internet marketing industries. And, I mean, it just works every single time. So social proof is very, very key. And it's really, if you're perceived as popular online, I mean, the web is a big popularity contest. And, you know, it's kind of childish to say, but it's really true. So you want to definitely own the space, you know, whether it's the amount of Google reviews that you have, the amount of Facebook fans as to that of your local chiropractic competitors in the area. So you need to always be thinking about having more social proof and factors. And well, we should also touch on probably the website factors this evening that will help build social proof for you, which are simple things like having a Facebook like button on your website, right? So, you know, as you have that, yeah, of course, when somebody clicks it, it tells their friends that they liked your chiropractic website. But what it also does is it provides a number, right? So if you have hundreds, potentially thousands of patients or people come onto the site and they hit this button, you know, you're going to, you know, people, prospective patients are going to come onto the site and they're going to see, wow, you know, a couple thousand people, they like this chiropractic website. Well, this doctor must be pretty good. That on top of course, having patient testimonials on that particular website, having some type of welcome video, hopefully, on that page, and just to really make it more personable and so people would start to see you as a trusted expert. Positioning is everything, right? So we only get a couple seconds to make this first impression, and the way that we build social proof is through the Google Places listings, is through Facebook, you know, getting these large numbers, but also on your website, making sure that people, they just automatically think that you're the number one expert on any given subject. And I know we talked briefly last time that we spoke, Mike, we spoke about the Google Places listing. And I guess if you'll permit me, I can actually go into that right now if that's okay.
Absolutely. Let's go there.
Cool, cool. Well, Google Places / Google Plus Local is some of the most valuable real estate online at this moment in time. And it's one of the best ways to build social proof for your chiropractic practice. People buy doctors like they buy books on Amazon. So when you understand this, you can easily make a great push to not just get reviews, but also to give Google what it wants, which is fresh, original content. But they want to also see that you're an authority, that you're pushing out valuable information for patients. And I have a really cool surprise that I'm going to talk about at the end of this call, basically, but I'm going to give you the formula that Google uses to basically rank these Google Places listings. It used to be there were six factors, right? You had things like citations, reviews, you know, completing your profile in its entirety, getting links to the site, but now it's changed. Now there are 32 factors that chiropractors need to know about, and rather than go on all of those on this call because we have a limited time, I'm just going to give you a PDF document. It's going to simplify it and make your life a lot easier, and I'll give you a private link towards the end of this call, but just know that you're going to be hooked up in terms of that. Getting reviews is another important thing. Obviously, we all know that, but it seems like very few doctors are proactive in their approach to getting reviews. So what you're going to want to have is some type of in-office procedure that allows you, you know, I mean, chiropractic works, period. So maybe on the fifth or the sixth visit or whenever that is for you, you can really start to make the initiative or push, like, or your CA to get these reviews, and all you need to really say is something like this: "Hi, Mrs. Jones, we're absolutely thrilled that you've noted some, you know, phenomenal results with chiropractic. We would love your feedback." And that's really all you have to say. When you ask, you know, and say, "We would love your feedback, and, you know, here's our Google Places listing," more than likely they're going to give you a 5-star or a 3 review right now because they, Google changed their star rating system to the new Zagat review system. So they'll give you the highest review possible. You don't need to ask for the best, but more than likely that they will. But what I strongly recommend that you do is create a sense of urgency and also scarcity, right? So you don't want to necessarily make this offer available, you know, for months and months and months. You might say something like, "Yes, Mrs. Jones, we're thrilled that you've gotten great results. And listen, we would love your feedback online. And if you give us your feedback by this coming Friday or your next visit, here's what we're going to be able to do for you." Now, depending on what state that you're in or where you practice, you might need to check with your state board to see what you can and can't offer in terms of incentives. But I will tell you that if you do offer some incentive that has a dollar amount value attached to it that you would normally charge for, it's going to make people more likely to create this review for you. Most have the best of intentions. Unfortunately, just, you know, people, they forget about stuff, and it's really not a big priority. So that's why you want to give them a deadline, maybe by your next visit, and then tell them what's in it for them. Always think about, you know, the patients are asking, you know, they're thinking, "What's in it for me?" So you want to address that question when you present this review opportunity, and you'll find out in short order, if you do this consistently, it's a very, very easy way to scale the amount of reviews that you have so you can basically dwarf the amount of your competitors, right? So if your competitors have 20 reviews, you want to get at least 3 to 5 times the amount of reviews on Google, so you're the obvious no-brainer choice, if that makes sense.
So you're basically just going to, in a sense, overshadow anybody else by number of reviews, just by sheer volume.
Yeah, exactly. And the truth is, don't be concerned if you get a negative review periodically. That happens to even the best businesses and the best products. But the most important part is to continuously make a push to get those reviews. And using something as simple as I mentioned will easily help you really ramp up those numbers. And if you already have a patient email list, I have another special treat for you. At the very end of this call, I'll share with you a private link where you can basically access the script that I was talking about on Facebook today. I actually had one of my personal coaching clients implement this script and protocol, and they did it last week. They got 40 reviews in 7 days just from doing this one thing. So it's extremely powerful. You're going to get the scripts. Like I said, we'll reveal that on the end of this call, but I just wanted to make sure that you understood how powerful they were. And mind you, this doesn't cost you one single dollar out of your pocket in terms of getting this Google Places listing ranked really, really high and implementing this protocol. So it's absolutely free to use, but it's some of the most valuable real estate on Google.
All right. So where do you want to go from there, Matt? What would be the next tip you'd want to give other than the private email? I kind of like that. What would be your next tip from here?
Yeah, basically, when you build social proof on Google Places / Google Plus Local, you definitely, I would recommend that would be one of the first places you should start. The second place I recommend you hit is to start using video within your actual marketing, right? And if I had to attribute one success factor or one tactic over the years that's been responsible for me just absolutely blowing up in my local space as well as in a couple different industries, it's been video, right? Whether I'm doing specific training videos one-on-one or whether I'm actually doing that tutorial how-to online, video is just a strong medium that allows others to get to look in your eyes as the doctor. You know, you get to see, you basically get to humanize yourself. So I'd recommend creating at least 3 to 4 short videos every single week in your marketing, right? These only have to be 1 to 3 minutes in length at maximum. You don't have to have this huge drawn-out script. You're a chiropractor. You are an expert on health and wellness, and you probably see many different types of conditions and ailments that people actually come to see you with, right? So we know how to talk on these all day long, and basically how the structure of the video should go is you want to introduce yourself in your office, and you want to maybe, let's say, talk about a specific topic. Maybe you want to talk about weight loss or fibromyalgia or something that relates to you, your office, or how you practice. And then, of course, let's say if you are talking about weight loss, right? You might want to give some tips and strategies that people can use naturally to, you know, just better their quality of life, increase their energy, lose weight, and then, you know, initiate some type of call to action at the very end of the video. And that's the same thing with any condition that maybe you might treat in your office, or if you want to talk about subluxation, if you want to talk about just health and wellness overall, make it a point, write down a list of literally a couple dozen videos and just make it a part of the weekly routine. Shoot the videos, if you can, in different locations because that will help humanize you even more so, and it will help take people on a journey with you. One of the things that really is, I guess, I've attributed to me bonding so closely with my subscribers and followers is that I'm always taking people on a journey with me. They see me as real. They see me as authentic, and by no means are my videos perfect, right? So, you know, depending on what type of topic you're trying to get across or points that you're trying to convey, make sure you really have your own personality. You might not even like yourself the first couple times, and that's cool, but just make sure that you keep pushing, get over it. I mean, everyone sucks their first couple times. Trust me, I have videos online for, you know, since 2005, 2006, and I still keep them online just to remind me, you know, how far that I've come, and also to remind other doctors that you don't have to be perfect. You just need to get in the game. Because what's happening, you know, going back to the trends like Mike was mentioning, in the next 8 to 12 months, Google is actually favoring content-based authors like Mike and myself simply because we have a long history of publishing content online, videos, articles, press releases, you know, social networking, things of that nature. And the longer history that you have, Google is placing now more weight on that. So if you continuously wait, you wait to get involved with social media, you wait to get involved with publishing your own content or creating your own Google Places listing, the window of opportunity is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, And so we want to just take action now to, you know, so you can actually become the number one trust expert in your area, especially to be favored in Google's eyes. So it's very, very key. Video is a powerful way to do that. It doesn't take a lot of time, energy, or effort. Even the technology nowadays is simplified, right? You can get some, I mean, if you have an iPhone, you can shoot video on your iPhone, and it's crystal clear. The audio is great. So many times, you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just, you know, doing it the first couple times and making sure that it's right on point. And even if you want me to take a look at your videos, I'd be more than happy to do so. You know, I got people all the time that send me private Facebook messages and let me know, hey, I just created my first videos. Can you take a look at it? And I will give you very honest feedback because I know it's going to better you. So and I also give you constructive criticism. But the bottom line is you need to get immersed. You need to start doing video. And once you map out, let's say, 24 different topics or 24 different conditions, you can basically place these videos online where people are searching, right? So we know people search for doctors, professionals. They search by different conditions, and our whole goal is really to blanket as much real estate, as many words that people are searching as possible, right? So if we know people are searching for a chiropractor in Boston, yes, we want a website on the first page, but we want a video there. We want a press release. We want an article. We want a Facebook fan page. You know, that's another key thing. It's the same thing, you know, somebody is searching for, let's say, herniated disc in Atlanta. The same thing applies, regardless of however you treat. If you're more subluxation or you're more neuromusculoskeletal, you still need to put your content out there under strategic keywords. One of the best tools that you could actually use is the Google Keyword Tool, and it's free. You can see what keywords people are searching and by the volume that they're actually searching in. It's a very, very valuable research tool. There's another great research tool. It's more advanced. It's called Market Samurai, but you can stick with the Google Keyword Tool right now just to get an idea of which words are getting the most traffic, where you can position your website and or your content online. I don't want to get too much into that, Mike, but I know it was, it's really important for doctors to know a little bit about research, even if they decide to delegate and outsource the entire thing.
You know, I got a curiosity question here, Matt, and those
sure.
of you who are listening, and we will open up for Q&A. I've noticed that you tend to humanize what you do, and you mix it up with not only different pictures, but also your recent trip down to Costa Rica. How much would you say is safe, Matt? I think that's a great idea because it shows the human side of you versus looking like we're there's too much solicitation through Facebook or through social media.
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, and I know a lot of doctors have the same question. What we have to realize is that most people, even though we are just absolutely passionate about health, wellness, and chiropractic, most of the population isn't, right? So we can update our statuses with, you know, great health articles, but we have to appeal to a broad personality, and one of the best ways to get more viral traffic, especially on Facebook, is to post images. So, yeah, I will post diagrams about health and wellness and, chiropractic and other, just health tips. But I'll also post, like Mike was mentioning, my pictures from different excursions. You don't have to get too private and personal with your Facebook status updates. And Facebook also has a way where you can basically target to who you want. Or, you know, of course, if you can set up a separate page for your chiropractic practice as opposed to your personal profile. So you should have a mixture of things to appeal to many different types of personalities, right? So you should have the content that we as chiropractors are used to. You know, maybe I would say like 25%, and it's probably not as much as you would think, but we want to make sure we vary it up. Typically what I do is I'll post pictures from different excursions, like Mike was saying, different quotations of interest, something inspirational, motivational. Could be about health, but it could be about just something in everyday life that resonates really strongly with myself. Sometimes I ask open-ended questions. You know, if there's a ruling by the FDA, I might ask an open-ended health question. I might, you know, ask some type of other question, but I'm looking for feedback. I'm looking for engagement. And I know that to engage many different types of personalities, you have to have different types of content. And that's really where I see a lot of doctors making a big mistake. And, trust me, I'm the same way. I want to post a lot of health stuff, but you can turn people off that way too. So make sure you do vary it up. And the humanizing aspect is critical. That's what helps people to build relationships with you. And actually, I have a couple things in terms of relationship building that's very, very important. I call this 9 ways to build strong relationships on Facebook. So, docs, definitely want to write this down. We want to create deep, meaningful relationships, not necessarily like a fly-by-night, one-and-done thing, right? We want people to know, like, and trust us and refer us to their friends in the long term. And the first one, obviously, is be likable. Next one is be trustworthy. The next one is create a great cause, post great pictures, optimize your thumbnail images, answer every direct message. ABC is the next one. Always be commenting, and I include in parentheses, and liking. Show your gratitude. Use a specific promotion on your Facebook fan page, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit more. So let me just hit these in depth, right? So be likable. As I mentioned before about posting different types of content, when you do that, I mean, it really just allows you to involve personality within your marketing. You're not going to appeal to everyone. Don't try, and that's fine. You want to appeal to that small group of people that are really going to take notice and just bond with you and really hang on every word that you have to say. You don't want to necessarily, get into an argument on Facebook on your profile. You can always take that into direct messages or somewhere offline. So I know it's some of the stuff that we promote maybe on our profiles is a little bit controversial, but always be respectful and try to present a likable image. Be trustworthy. Give me an example. People can like someone but still not trust them. Charlie Sheen is a great example. They might think he's funny, but they probably don't trust him too much, right? So you want to make sure that you are appearing trustworthy and the content that you post is a direct reflection of that. If you have great causes that you support online, people like to be involved with something that's greater than them, the movement, so to speak. So if you are involved in great causes for whether it's humanitarianism or just overall to make the population healthier, make sure you really involve that in your marketing. Posting pictures, we talked about that just a little bit. Post a wide variety of pictures, post personal pictures from the iPhone, post different types of health images or diagrams, something to convey points a little bit easier. And the research shows that when you post pictures and images, you do get more clicks and more circulation and more distribution and viral referrals. So that should definitely be an integral part of your strategy. Now, optimizing your thumbnail, if it's a blurry image, you want to make sure that you use some type of, I would say, imaging software. You don't need to get technical. In fact, there are services that can create optimized images for you or these visual infographics, if you will. But the bottom line is they need to be clear images. They need to convey very, very special points that are easily digestible. Answer every direct message. I spoke about that, right? So if somebody direct messages you, especially about your practice, or even if they comment on your profile, you want to answer their comments, right? You want to show that you're actually listening to what people have to say. And when you start to listen, you start to actually really get people involved in almost becoming disciples for your message, right? So a lot of people are talking on social media, Facebook and Twitter and all these places, but very few are responding, going into comments, and this kind of ties in with one of the cool strategies that I recommend. It's very powerful. I actually have a video training on this on my blog at dcincome.com/blog. If you look in the Facebook section, this is the video training is called Local Facebook Market or Local Facebook Traffic Strategies, and this is basically where you use Facebook as your fan page. And so there's an option on Facebook that allows you to use Facebook, so you can comment, you can like as your Facebook fan page. And when you do this, you're able to then go to other local pages, so you can do a little search on Facebook search bar in the upper left-hand corner, and you can type in your city. Like if I were to type in, let's say, Lilburn right now, which is the city our practice is in, it's going to pull up different landmarks, different restaurants. And one of the examples that I gave previously was a Chick-fil-A, which is a restaurant fast food chain here in Georgia. I don't eat them, but I see them on TV sometimes. They spend thousands of dollars in their marketing. So what I like to do is piggyback off of people that have already spent thousands of dollars attracting local customers to their pages. And you can easily go and like that page with your existing fan page, and you can start to post different comments and interact on the threads. You don't spam your link at all, but you just start to get involved. And hopefully, when you created the fan page, you actually did create it more so for, I would say, SEO purposes. A lot of doctors name their fan page the name of their practice, which I know makes complete and total sense, but Google really loves Facebook, right, in terms of how they index them online. And one of the examples that I've given previously is a Facebook fan page that we created for our practice that was called Chiropractor Lilburn GA, right? So I knew people were searching for Chiropractor Lilburn, and I knew Facebook got ranked exceptionally high. So I decided instead of, you know, putting our Facebook fan page as our office name, I decided to put the title Chiropractor Lilburn GA Matthew Loop. And then what I did after that is I went to facebook.com/username, which allowed me to actually create what's called a vanity URL. All that means is that if you go to now facebook.com/Lilburn Chiropractic, I was able to choose Lilburn and Chiropractic to make it much, much easier. Of course, you know, now it's more search engine friendly. And even if you typed in Chiropractor Lilburn, that Facebook fan page is now ranked, I believe it's number one on the first page of Google, without doing any extra optimization. So a very powerful strategy. But to top it off, when I actually comment on different profiles, when I use that page like Chick-fil-A, it appears Chiropractor Lilburn GA. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone and being more strategic in your marketing. And chiropractors really need to be more strategic because you have the greatest message in the world. And unfortunately, if you can't get it in front of the right people and they don't know what you do and really put the message in front of where the traffic already is, it doesn't matter at all. So that's really about the power of focusing and commenting and liking on these pages. You know, one, it shows you're listening, but two, it actually gives you that indirect exposure that, you know, people like to know that their doctors or their they're not speaking into the great abyss, and no one has to, no one's listening to what they have to say. And in fact, you might even make it a point just to do this every day. So choose 7 profiles to like the comments and really just to add some valuable insight, and you'd be surprised at how well that's going to come back around. Facebook also gives you a notification. If you look on your home tab, you can see whose birthday it is every single day. Even wishing a simple happy birthday to someone, I mean, if you've got 20 friends that day that have birthdays, it's not something that everyone else is doing. So, again, we're just trying to, one, yes, bring top-of-the-mind awareness, but to show that we're actually listening and we actually care. The great thing is, if you don't have the time, you can easily have your CA do this. It takes literally 5 minutes per day to do, and it's really, I mean, the benefits can be enormous because you do seem like you actually give a damn about what people have to say, if that makes sense.
Matt, I'm going to get you to increase your volume a little bit for me. You're just fading a little bit in the last minute here. All right, for those because we have a lot of doctors on tonight, for those doctors who are in a noisy environment, you can just star 6. You just mute yourself in case you have children or, you know, you're doing dishes or something. Make sure you're in a quiet environment as you are on with us tonight just so we can record future use. All right, Matt. So, man, I could tell everybody feels like they're drinking from a fire hose right now, and this is all invaluable stuff. I want to throw just a plug for you in here because, you know, I've been working with you for a year. I will be using your services for my new website for Chiropractic Masters International. If they want to get a hold of you, Matt, we're going to do this again at the end. What is the contact to get hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the best way, because they have so many free trainings that are available online, but if you go to dcincome.com/blog, so dcincome.com/blog, that'll take you to my blog, which is my home online. But you also want to be on my newsletter because my newsletter is full of tips and strategies that you can implement, and that is actually at dcincome.com. So if you go there, you'll actually see a free blogging blueprint that you can get access to today. It's over 30 pages of just great information that help you rank your blog much, much higher, get a lot of traffic, and get patients from the internet. Make sure you are on my newsletter, and of course, when I send you something out, if you just reply, that's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me. I do a lot of traveling and speaking, but email is by far. And if I don't get back to you right away, of course, my assistant will get back with you, and I will personally get back to you because I value having a one-on-one relationship with my subscribers and clients, no matter how big our companies grow. And I think that's one of the things that also separates me from a lot of other guys. I really, really try to put the time in because I want to make sure that you are successful. So, yeah, check out my blog and definitely subscribe to my newsletter so we can be connected. And that's the easiest way to get in touch.
And, you know, just a shameless plug for Matt because I've known him for a while. And, you know, for those doctors who have been in practice, I know you've heard a lot of stuff that's supposed to work and it doesn't. And all I can say is social media is the way to go, and I would have to say that Matt Luke is the man when it comes to producing a high return on investment in everything he does, and it's just the way to go now, guys. So make sure you hook up with DCIncome.com. Matt, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to open it up for a little Q&A, or do you want to talk a little bit more on important areas to increase exposure?
Yeah, let me actually, I want to talk about a couple of myths that are in the chiropractic right now, and then we can open it up for a short Q&A and then cover some more content. But there's still some myths that actually are prominent within the profession, and I want to go ahead and debunk those immediately. The first one that you've probably heard is that, you know, social media and internet marketing, it's just unprofessional, right? But the truth is, it's how you position yourself online that determines your professionalism or not, right? I mean, whether you agree with him or not, the President of the United States uses social media and uses it very effectively to get his message out there. Like I said, it doesn't matter what type of the fence or what part of the fence that you stand on. The bottom line is that even you can find people in every industry that use it professionally. So what I like to share are more long-term strategies that are foundational. Another myth that is kind of pervasive is that social media really changes every other day. And while there are certain aspects that do evolve and change, you know, a lot of things like, for example, relationship building, they pretty much have been the same for the last couple hundred years, if you really think about it. We're just now taking what we've learned offline and putting that online. So relationship building, building trust, liking, and rapport, you know, there's a foundational strategy, and not much has really changed since the start of social media. In fact, I've got strategies, even with the video marketing that I teach, they're still effective today as they were several years ago, but it's important to realize that you don't want to get caught up in the shiny object syndrome, because that's an easy way to get overwhelmed and frustrated, because there's so much that you could be doing on social media. And even today, we're really focusing on more so those, I would say, high ROI tactics, step-by-step protocols that you can implement, as opposed to just giving you, you know, information about, let's say, how to program a WordPress blog, stuff that you don't need to know, right? So I want to make sure that you have actionable steps to take today after this call, and not just, you know, throwing you everything and anywhere. Now, one of the next myths is that all traffic is created equal, and the truth is it's not. We talked about Google Places / Google Plus Local a little bit earlier, and the fact is that is search traffic. That's much, much higher than doing some of these other avenues that really don't produce as great of results. So it's important to understand, yes, we need traffic to our chiropractic website. Also, it's important to understand that our website has to be able to get people to pick up the phone and call us. And if you're a chiropractor right now on this call and you don't have some type of email capture on your homepage of your website, you're really missing out on a lot of patients, because, you know, if you have, let's say, a free report that you give away, the five things that you must ask before choosing a chiropractor, it sets you up in a certain light. It positions you as an authority expert, and really it sets you aside from just being another commodity in the market, right? A lot of doctors, they compete on price, and that's really a bad model, because it's not sustainable long term. You want to have, you know, like Mike and I have talked about in the past, a unique selling proposition, but you want to position yourself in such a way that price is no longer a barrier or a hindrance. You're the obvious choice based on the fact that you've provided such great, invaluable information, and like no one would ever think about going anywhere else. So positioning is important. Having some type of a giveaway on your website, I would say more of like a consumer report giveaway, is such, I mean, it just positions you far and above everyone else. As we mentioned before, having some type of Facebook like button on there is still great, because it allows you to build social proof. It allows you to get viral exposure. And then, of course, having some type of video, a very friendly, welcome video to tell people exactly what to do next. I mean, that's always crucial. So I wanted to address those myths, because I know a lot of doctors still had questions. And like I said, there is a professional way and an unprofessional way to market, and, of course, a sustainable versus a short-term. And we focus on more than sustainable. So, Mike, if it's okay, yeah, we can definitely open it up to some questions.
Great. So I know we've got a lot of people on tonight, and a lot of you are going to have questions. So this is a rare opportunity to speak with the king of social media and social marketing, Matt Luke. So who's the first question? You want to say your name, where you practice, and give Matt your question. Who's our first caller? Yeah, it's a fire hose night tonight, man. I think these guys are just, like, overwhelmed. Someone's got to have a question. I can think of, like, 10 of them off the top of my head. So who's got a question for Matt Loops? Got to be one. Who's first up?
I've got a question.
Who's your name? Who are you? Where are you from, Doc?
Yeah, this is Dr. David Maroos from Greenville, South Carolina. How you guys doing?
Thanks. Thanks for being on today. Great. Thanks.
Matt, I've been a fan of yours for ever since I bought the program. I guess it's been a couple of years now, and it's worked tremendously well.
Awesome.
Comment, though, you know, we've been getting tremendous reviews from our patients, and we've, you know, we're up to 59 that show up on our Google search.
Nice.
What I'm challenged with is Google seems to just lose our reviews routinely. And, you know, because if we really had all the reviews that we've been given through the past 6 or 7 months, we'd be well over 80, maybe even close to 100 by now, but they just drop out. And Google has no answers. I've called them. I've you know, gone up the ladder, down the ladder, sideways. Do you have any insight into that, Matt?
Yeah, that's actually a great point to bring up, and I'm glad you brought that up, Doc. The truth is Google has started to filter reviews like Yelp has filtered reviews. If you've read my blog the past couple of years, you know that I absolutely loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E, Yelp, right? So they're very powerful, and chiropractors, yes, you need to be on Yelp because people do search that, but they filter reviews like crazy, and it's unfortunate because these are legitimate reviews from patients. Now, one of the factors that and the reasons why they filter is, let's say if somebody just opens an account today and they post a 5-star review or a 3 review, for example, on Google Places, that kind of raised some suspicious or some flags to Google and also to Yelp. So you're more likely to get something filtered. And the bottom line is you're going to have reviews that get filtered. I know it's frustrating. I know it's just it really irks you sometimes. But you have to consistently make a push to keep getting reviews. And even if you have those on some type of hard copy, you can always use in other forms of marketing. For example, you can always put these same reviews on a separate page of your website, right, or in your marketing material, or, you know, there are even certain Facebook applications that are review-based applications, right? So you can use these across different platforms. You know, on Google and Yelp, though, the patient themselves, they do have to post the reviews. So, yes, the reviews are being filtered, and I would just encourage those patients, you know, let's say the ones that do open an account, like if they just opened an account yesterday and they posted a review for you, I would try to encourage them to become more active on Google or Yelp and to get them to review other businesses and to interact, because when Yelp or Google see that, okay, this person is actually having they actually have a history and, you know, they're interacting on the network, it doesn't look like spam, right? So I think that Google and Yelp think they're doing the right things, but I do feel that they hurt a lot more doctors and professionals than what they do. But, yeah, try to encourage the patients to be more interactive on those networks, but still make a really strong push to get those reviews. And as I mentioned before, the main reason why it's probably happening is because it's a new person on there, and they just created a Google account yesterday or today, and then they posted a 5-star review or whatever it is. So, but unfortunately, that's the X factor. You still got to make a push.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Great answer for a complicated question. Who's our next caller? What's your name and where are you from? Anyone's call? Well, I'll ask you a question if I can, Matt. I've seen, you know, it was interesting. When I was looking for someone to speak at my seminar, I typed in marketing guru, and what was interesting is that your URL came up number one on the first page, on all the spots, and on the second page, and I think even a few on the third page basically buried the competition. If I were to ask you to sum that up, what did you do that?
Yeah, that's a very multi-layered, very strategic approach that I actually teach in my social media lead training course. And as I mentioned before in the beginning of this program or the beginning of this call, like, I've used the same method for a long time. Google has varied their algorithms a bit, but the truth is that you have to understand how Google indexes content, right? So Google indexes your website, your chiropractic website. Google also indexes press releases. They also index articles, videos, forums, social networking sites. So really it's about you know, getting in a place where you know people are searching, right? So once we use the Google keyword tool and other market, you know, advanced market research formulas to find out which, you know, where people are searching, then we can strategically map out this plan to infiltrate the first page of Google with different types of content. And that's really all that I've done. So it's very common on any keyword that I've targeted, not, you know, not just to see my website, but to see a press release, to see a video, I've seen an article, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what tends to happen is that when people see all that content on the first page of Google, I mean, you're the only game in town. And that's really a very strategic, a very multi-layered approach that I strongly recommend that a lot of doctors are completely missing out on. You know, they get sidetracked and they totally get focused on the Google Places or the Google Plus local listings, or they get this tunnel vision and they only focus on Facebook. It's not about that. It's about combining social media. It's about combining search engine optimization and conventional internet marketing to really just blanket and own all of the real estate online. So, you know, to answer your question, it's really about infiltrating all of those different mediums that Google does index. And even if they do update their algorithm and maybe your website gets, knocked down a couple slots, you still have all this content on the first page and on these other areas. So where people just, it builds so much social proof that you are the obvious choice, if that makes sense.
So in a nutshell, Google just says, this is where people are looking. And if you're first in line where they're looking, you're the man.
Yeah, exactly. And the truth is, and this is something where I know you have a lot of experience, Mike, copywriting, right? So you could even be ranked number two or number three. But if you understand how to strategically title your blog posts or your content, I mean, I rank, you know, two or three for different keywords in many different markets, but we still reap the bulk of the clicks because we have very, very compelling headlines, very, very compelling descriptions in our box, and, you know, because we know what really compels people to click. So there is a science behind not just getting ranked well, but getting people to actually click through to your content or to your website. And that's something that is extremely, extremely important that I think it goes more so along the lines of communication. You know, a lot of doctors have this powerful message of chiropractic, but they don't understand how to influence and or communicate effectively to get people to take the action that the people want to take, right? People might want to see a chiropractor, but they still have to be kind of guided in a certain way. So all we're doing is trying to eliminate all barriers and obstacles, build so much social proof, and then I would say, ethically influence them so we're the obvious choice. And that's really what my marketing, my training programs and products really center around. And I've been very fortunate to be successful with that. And that's why you and I are on this call today, because it works.
Wow, and you know, I think if you want to be number one in today's marketing world, you've got to be on here. Are there other questions that doctors are sitting in the shadows here? Does anyone have a question for Matt right now?
Matt, it's Brian Moore from Toronto.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's
your name? How are you today?
Matt, I'm excellent, Matt. Thanks so much for being online. Matt, I know that you have programs and products that are available. Are you able to explain those to us tonight?
Yeah, I actually have a couple different programs. One of the programs is the do-it-yourself training called Social Media Elite. It's my flagship training. It's been around since 2005. I've updated it ever since. Things that have changed over time, certain strategies have remained the same. But, you know, as social media changes, it's been updated. But it basically shows you how to, like I just mentioned, to get into every nook and cranny of the market, social media, search engines, and really to blanket the market. It doesn't happen tomorrow, but it does happen. And eventually the snowball turns into an avalanche. And so that particular program is DVD trainings. It's instantly downloadable. It comes with PDF manuals. So basically everything that you need to really be successful using social media without a lot of, I would say, the techie stuff and the stuff that you don't need. Like I was mentioning before, you don't need to know how to program a WordPress blog. Where you don't need to know how to do certain techie things, and one of the things that's benefited me greatly is knowing and being resourceful. So I try to teach people how to be more resourceful, and once you're more resourceful, you can concentrate on building your business and practice from other mediums. Now, the other program that we have is more of a done-for-you service. It's not aggressive as the do-yourself program, but it provides consistency within the marketing, and that's called automated social networking. And automated social networking is the name of the program there. And basically, you know, we create articles, press releases, manage your social networking profiles and things like that with
Vegas.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, so I've got some background noise. Docs, for those of you who are listening on tonight, if you are in a noisy room, you're talking to somebody else, just start, fix yourself, and you'll mute yourself out. You can still listen in, but we won't be able to hear you because we do have some interference.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
So,
go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, this, like I said, automated social networking is the done-for-you company. A lot of doctors don't have the time, or they don't just want to learn how to do it themselves, and that's a company that can also help. I also have a personal coaching program where, you know, for those doctors that are looking for more accountability within their marketing or that are looking to do similar things that I've done, like I've had my successful practice using social media, but I've also been able to take my knowledge and to contribute and help, I would say, more impact a mass scale, like develop information products and programs to, you know, to reach out to the masses, because one of the things that I think about daily is building a legacy, and I know a lot of doctors think the same thing, right? We have this message of chiropractic and this message of health, and to just keep it in a local market, I mean, it's almost a waste, right? So I encourage a lot of docs to think bigger, but I've got plenty of products and programs, and I'll, toward the end of this call, actually, I have a special that I'm going to share, but I mean, anywhere you are across the board, I would still recommend understanding enough of it yourself so you can eventually delegate it out to whether it's somebody in your office or to our teams. But before we go any further, I just really want to address one of the common questions that I've actually been asked and got a few emails before this call. And one is how to really boost your Facebook fan page numbers, right? So Facebook fan numbers are great, but we need to be able to get them off of social media. So make sure if you are going to use a Facebook fan page, you've got a what's called a landing page, right? So you're directing people to this page, but you're going to capture their name and email. You're going to have a call to action to get them to click the like button. I mean, if you want me to recommend a couple services that I've used, I can definitely do that after this call. But some tips that you can use right now to get more Facebook fan page likes, the first and most simple tip is to have a laptop in your office and get people to actually log in and just click the like button. The cool thing is you're not penalized in terms of your IP address. Google will penalize you if you do, you know, all your reviews from the same IP address in the office, but Facebook doesn't, right? So have people, as they come into the office, click the like button on their profile, and that's a great way to build your fans like crazy, especially if you're seeing a couple hundred patients a week. I mean, you can really get to 1,000 or a couple thousand in no time. And along the same lines, if you've been on Facebook for a while, you notice they have what's called a check-in feature. And this check-in feature is awesome because it allows people to basically what's called check into your office, right? If you have an Android or an iPhone or any type of smartphone, people can actually learn the Facebook application, and when they use this application, they'll be able to tell their friends, they're at John Smith Chiropractic. That's great because the average Facebook user has over 200 friends, right? So if we're consistently implementing this check-in feature, then it's a very easy way to beef up the numbers that we're seeing and also to get free exposure, mind you. So it doesn't cost you one single dime to do that. Now, the next thing that you want to do is have your Facebook fan page in your email signature blocks or also invite patients that you already have on your email list. Create a simple video if you want. You can issue a press release if you use any type of offline marketing like radio or television or newspaper. You definitely want to incorporate your Facebook fan page, at least the URL link, a website address link, in that marketing. And that's where if you followed me a little bit earlier in this call when I said use what's called a vanity URL at facebook.com/username, that just allows you to basically make your Facebook name short, sweet, so people can remember it, right? So if I have a television advertisement, then in my Facebook address is facebook.com/Atlanta Chiropractic, just as an example. That's very, very easy to remember, right, as opposed to, you know, facebook.com/123345. So make sure you definitely select your vanity URL at facebook.com/username. It'll help you a lot in your marketing online and your marketing offline. Now, if you are using some type of, let's say, text message marketing service, a lot of doctors are these days, you can easily just send a quick text message to the list, and that's going to help you beef up your fan count. You can also run contests, and you might already do this in the office, but may not have extended it to your Facebook fan page audience. You know, maybe you're going to have a specific contest, give away a free massage or whatever is valuable in your office. You know, you can have people that like your fan page be entered into this contest, and that will really help stimulate viral growth. And I've had doctors that have given away iPads, you know, so you don't necessarily have to go that expensive, but just something to stimulate people to get on and get involved, get in the conversation, because the great thing is, as you post status updates, you'll be able to reach all these people, and, I mean, most of the time, it's free. There is a separate feature. We don't really have time to go super in-depth today, but it's called Facebook Promoted Posts. Just write this down, Facebook Promoted Posts. I have a great video. It's free. It's on my blog at dcincome.com/blog. If you look in the Facebook section, it's about promoted posts. It basically shows you how to set this up, and it's a guaranteed way for you as a doctor to reach all of your Facebook fans that are on your profile. So just, you know, when you get a second, take some time to watch that video. It will benefit you greatly in terms of your exposure and, of course, how many people you actually get. Now, as we mentioned before, with Facebook, make sure you commit to at least, you could send 5 friend requests a day. This is something that doctors, I don't know why they don't do enough of, and it's really, there's nothing wrong with it, because Facebook actually suggests people that you might even know, right? If you send out 5 simple friend requests every single day, you don't send your link in there. You just basically say, hey, listen, I saw that we were neighbors in Gwinnett County. Would you like to be Facebook friends? Very simple, very short, very sweet. You will be surprised at how many people that you don't know will love to connect with you because you look like a really cool person. And the ones that don't, they'll just deny your request. But that's fine. This is a great and easy way to build your network. I wouldn't exceed 5 friend requests per day, but realize that this is a social network. Facebook does want you to be social. That's why they suggest your friends to you. Update your statuses, 2 to 3 times per day, and keep in mind the tips that I recommended on the beginning of this call. You know, you want to make sure that you vary it up because everyone's personality is not the same. You could run Facebook ads, Facebook advertising. We don't really have time to get into a lot of that, but Facebook ads. Can you hear me right?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook ads, you know, they're what you see on the very right-hand side of the page. You can target local people, prospective patients in your community with just basically a couple of clicks. Very powerful medium, but it is a pay-per-click platform, so make sure you have a little bit of budget if you want to allocate. If you do that, make sure you do send the traffic to a what's called a landing page, so you can actually capture emails and get them to like your page. We already talked a little bit about using the Facebook search button in the upper left-hand corner to find local business fan pages. If you type in your zip code, you type in your city, you'll be surprised on how many businesses or local landmarks that you'll find. That it's just so easy, and if you or your CA can make just a consistent effort to do that every single day, you can really beef up your exposure. In fact, that's what I did when I first started in 2005 on Facebook's predecessor network, and it's just, I mean, it was really, really powerful. Yeah. Talk about a little bit about the check-in feature that you'll definitely want to use. You can use your smartphone, but you can also use your laptop. If you look on your status updates, you'll be able to see a little bit of a, like this little pinpoint there, and that will allow you to, or your patients to be able to check in to your office. So, Mike, I'd like to see if any doctors, if they have any questions specifically regarding Facebook at this point in time, because I know it's a really hot topic, and it's very confusing in some regards, so I'd like to open it up if the doctors have any questions regarding
Facebook. Absolutely. So anyone out there in Cairoland that has a question regarding Facebook, strictly Facebook format, give us your name and where you're from. So, quiet group. You know what, Matt, I think, and this is such
question.
This is such a topic that is so much information. I think a lot of doctors are overwhelmed. Did I hear there's a question out there? It's a doc with a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Where are you from, Doc? What's your name?
This is David Murs again from Greenville.
Okay.
And, hey, Matt, I noticed when I searched your town and you were all over the homepage of Google, you actually had your Facebook page up there, too.
Yes.
Tell me about how that happened.
Yeah, a great question. The simplest way I did that was, again, Facebook allows you to basically choose your URL, right? Choose your simple domain name. So if you go to facebook.com/username, even if you didn't select, you follow my recommendation earlier in this call, even if you didn't, let's say, select chiropractor, your city, and your name afterward, if you just put your clinic name as the title of your Facebook fan page, that's fine. You can still have your username with the keywords that people are searching. So what I did is I went to the Google keyword tool, and I found out that, yes, people were searching Loeburn Chiropractor, and it's a small town outside of Atlanta. Of course, the search volume is not, it's not like Atlanta or a bigger city, but people were searching that more so than other terms. So I decided to have Loeburn Chiropractic as my my vanity URL, facebook.com/ Loeburn Chiropractic. Now, this is for my office fan page, mind you. So that's one of the ways that I did that. Now, one of the other factors that also allows Facebook to rank you higher in Google is to be active on the profile. So not only do you want to have those keywords in the domain name itself, but you want to be active. You want to post a couple times per day, ideally. And if you're, let's say you find yourself in a big city like Atlanta and you wanted to try and rank your Facebook fan page on the first page of Google, of course it's going to be much more competitive, but if you follow those steps, you're going to rank high naturally, and then you can start to initiate a specific backlink building campaign. So links are still king when it comes to the internet. Social shares are very, very important. You know, we know we have to get Facebook likes and tweets and Pinterest pins and all this stuff. You know, Google likes to see that your content is being shared by other people online, but they also want to see that it's being linked to. So now Google has varied their linking guidelines, and I actually wrote a recent blog post about that that you can check out on my blog. But you want to get links to that listing, so you want to. You know, and we're talking a combination of links, so we want to get links for just, let's say, in our videos, articles, or press releases, or on blog posts. With the website address linking back to the Facebook fan page, and we want to get specific what are called anchor text. And you can write that term down, anchor text backlinks. And again, I'm not going to go too in-depth on that on this call, but that goes more to do with like search engine optimization strategies. In a nutshell, that's really all that I did. And with that listing, because it was in a smaller town, we might have created a couple links, David, and that's really about it. But if you're in a bigger city, you can throw more links at it, and you'll rank a lot higher. And just stay active on the page and try to make sure that you have selected the keywords in the actual domain name.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow. So, Matt, we're just coming up to the hour. And, again, you know, I'm just blown away by the amount of content you're sharing with us tonight. So if they want to get hold of you, it's dcincome.com/blog. Is that correct?
Yeah. Let me the special link that I wanted to share with the docs that you can get access to those Google review scripts for free. You can also get access to the 32 Google ranking factors if you go to dcincome.com/resources. So that's dcincome.com/resources. You'll be able to find that script, and it's a very, very powerful script. I even had another doctor. They got, I think it was 41 or 42 reviews in 3 days. So it is a three-day protocol. This last doctor I was mentioning earlier on the call, she took 7 days to implement it, but nonetheless, it's very effective. You'll be able to download the 32 Google ranking factors. And also, there's a special offer for the docs on this call. You know, for the next five doctors, there's 37% that I'm actually offering off of Social Media Elite. For any doctors that are looking to really take their practice to the next level using social media, again, it's for the next five doctors. The offer is till midnight, and I'm here to help you in any way that I can. If you ever have a question, even if you're not a member of my products and services and programs, I'm always here for you because I get this adrenaline rush. I love seeing doctors succeed online because it's dramatically changed my life. And if you ever get a chance, you'll have to look at one of my blog posts called How Social Media Transformed My Life. It's a video that I did. It's very intimate, very revealing, but I'm literally firsthand proof, aside from the thousands of doctors that I've worked with, that social media can absolutely transform your life if you have the right strategy. And so that's kind of what the products and services offer you. So make sure you go to the resources page, dcincome.com/resources, to get your hands on the Google review scripts and also the 32 new Google ranking factors for that Google Plus local / Google Places page. And again, if I can help you in any way that I can, I'm more than here. And Mike, I just wanted to really extend my gratitude to you for having me on the call. I think you have such a big heart, and I really see your passion for helping docs. And I'm so pumped about being invited to Prosperity again, and my wife's going to be with me this time. So really, really excited.
We're pumped to have you again, Matt. And, you know, it's people like you that are making a difference in chiropractic today. So from my heart to yours, buddy, I appreciate you being on tonight. And for those doctors who joined us tonight, thank you very much for joining this Master Talk. Until our next Master Talk or information on Prosperity, just go to chiropractic-masters.com where you can find about 10 speakers who are going to be fighting off the world on the new patient machine, including my friend Dr. Matt Lutz. So again, Matt, thanks for being on tonight. Keep practicing with passion, guys, and we'll talk to you all soon.